Next patient is Ray Wright. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sambona. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 66-year-old who had a recent stroke-like symptoms and found to be in new onset atrial fibrillation period. Patient was admitted to community hospital that time period. Patient's symptoms of stroke is markedly improved period. Patient's stroke was in 217-22 period. Patient still has atrial fibrillation. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, hypercholesterolemia. Current medication, finasteride 5 mg daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, duloxetine 20 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, pantoprazole 40 mg daily, lisinopril 5 mg BID, amlodipine 5 mg daily, atorvastatin, dalcassate sodium period, allergies, non-allergies, social history, patient quit smoking and alcohol since the stroke that was 3 months ago period. The patient is currently not working period. Family history, now history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, weight loss, vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated now history of arthritis. Examination, blood pressure 136 over 86. Pulse is 70 to 80 and irregular respiration 18, HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the sternum border. There is no gallop or abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, recent stroke, number 3, history of smoking and alcohol, number 4, hypertension recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis. Period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure. Consultation date is 5/26/22. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.